Well, what a wonderful Thursday morning, beloved. It is wonderful to spend this time with you today. Today, we are in Matthew, beginning something new over here in Matthew chapter 18, beginning at verse 15, where today's reading begins with Jesus' instructions for handling matters of discipline within communities of faith and reproving one who has sinned. By means of a parable, Jesus teaches that there is no limit to the number of times one is called upon to forgive another. Again, God's saving word for us this week is mercy and forgiveness. So let us begin. If your brother sins against you, go to him and show him his fault, but do it privately, just between yourselves. If he listens to you, you have won your brother back. But if he will not listen to you, take one or two other persons with you so that every accusation may be upheld by the testimony of two or more witnesses, as the scripture says. But if he will not listen to them, then tell the whole thing to the church. Finally, if he will not listen to the church, treat him as though he were a pagan or a tax collector. And so I tell all of you, that you prohibit on earth will be prohibited in heaven, and what you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. And I tell you more, whenever two of you on earth agree about anything you pray for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, I am there with them. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, if my brother keeps on sinning against me, how many times do I have to forgive him? Seven times? No, not seven times, answered Jesus, but 70 times 7, because the kingdom of heaven is like this. Once there was a king who decided to check on his servants' accounts. He had just begun to do so when one of them was brought in who owed him millions of dollars. The servant did not have enough to pay his debt, so the king ordered him to be sold as a slave, along with his wife and his children and all that he had, in order to pay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before the king. Oh, be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay you everything. The king felt sorry for him, so he forgave him the debt and let him go. Then the man went out, and he met one of his fellow servants who owed him a few dollars. He grabbed him and started choking him. Pay back what you owe me, he said. His fellow servant fell down and begged him, oh, please be patient with me. I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had him thrown into jail until he should pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were very upset, and they went to the king and told him everything. So he called the servant in. You worthless slave, he said. I forgave you the whole amount that you owed me just because you asked me to. You should have mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had mercy on you. The king was very angry, and he sent the servant to jail to be punished until he could pay back the whole amount. And Jesus concluded, that is how my Father in heaven will treat every one of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart. Today's key verse is Matthew chapter 18, verse 27, and the king felt sorry for him, so he forgave him the debt and let him go. Well, let's go ahead and pray. That's just the picture here of how great God's grace and his mercy, how wonderful and far reaching his forgiveness is. So that why do we think we have any right to withhold forgiveness from any brother or sister on this earth after all that God has forgiven us? Amen. Let's pray. Merciful God, each time I sin and confess my transgression, you offer forgiveness over and over again. Teach me to forgive others as you have forgiven me. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end. Tomorrow we'll be in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, where Jesus teaches about prayer and about avoiding self-righteousness. Until then, you just keep hanging on, embracing those promises of God's word, and you'll see God is not a liar. He will come through for you. God bless.